When all his companions were martyred and none save his household remained, Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, who was more handsome than all companions and most pious from the viewpoint of morals, sought permission from his father, and the Imam permitted him. The Imam threw a despairing glance on his son and wept with lowered eyes, and then said,
Allahumma ashhad, faqad farazah zahidun, ghulamun ashtahubahu sifatik halqa, wa huwa khaluqan, wa mamadqan, bi hasirishka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wa kunna bi hasirishka ila ila
O Allah, be witness. Surely a youth has rushed to battlefield who is in appearance, nature, and manners very much like your messenger. Whenever I long to look at your messenger, I would look at him. Then he yelled and said, O Ibn Sa'd, may Allah cut off his mercy just as you have cut off kinsfolk. Then Ali rushed to the battlefield and waged a furious war and sent a number of unbelievers to hell. Then he returned to his father and said, O dear father, thirst has almost killed me and the weight of the armor has sapped my strength. Is water available? Husayn alayhi salam wept and replied, Alas, O my dear son, wherefrom can I bring water? Put up some more resistance. How close you are in meeting your grandfather Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will give you a drink, after which you will never feel thirsty. Ali went back to the battlefield and gave the greatest aid. Hazrat Maria shot an arrow, which made Ali fall. He cried, O Father, accept my salam. May Allah protect you. Here is my grandfather who sends greetings to you and says, Hurry up to us. Then a jerk ended his worldly life. Husayn alayhi salam came and stood by the body of his son, placed his cheek on his cheek and said, May Allah kill those people who killed you. What made them bold enough to go against Allah and violate the honor of His Prophet? Life after you is but a spell. The narrator says, Zainab, daughter of Ali alayhi salam, came out of the tent and threw herself on his back. Husayn alayhi salam came and made her return to the woman folk. Thereafter, one after the other from the holy household of Imam rushed to the battleground and won the honor of martyrdom. Imam cried, O my cousins, O my family members, be patient. Show forbearance. By Allah, after this day, you will never be dishonored or humiliated. The narrator says, A youth with a moon-like radiant face came out and went to war. Ibn Fuzail Azdi inflicted a wound on his holy head. He fell down on earth and yelled, O my uncle, Hussein alayhi salam rushed like a praying eagle or an angry lion and striked Ibn Fazail with his sword. He took the blow on his hand, which got cut off from the elbow by the Imam's sword. Ibn Fazail gave out a loud yell. Hearing his yell, his army rushed to stop him. The horses crushed the blessed body of that handsome youth, and thus he was murdered. The narrator says, after this storm of war settled, I saw that Hussein alayhi salam was standing by the head of the youth, and he was hitting the ground with his feet, and the Imam was saying, away from the mercy of Allah are those who killed you, those with whom your grandfather will quarrel on the day of judgment. It's unpleasant for your uncle to hear your cry for help, and he does not respond, or that he responds but without any benefit for you. By Allah, today his enemies are more and his friends less. Then he embraced the youth and carried him in the midst of the martyrs of the Holy Family. The narrator says, when Hussein alayhi salam saw the slain bodies of his companions, he readied his own self for fighting with the enemy. He cried,
هل من ذاب يذب عن حرم رسول الله؟ هل من موحد يخاف الله فينا؟ هل من مغيث يرجو الله في إغاثتنا؟ هل من معين يرجو ما عند الله في إعانتنا؟
Is there anyone who will fight in defense of the family of the Prophet of Allah? Is there anybody who knows Allah and fears Him regarding our rights? Is there any rescuer to help us for the sake of Allah's mercy? Is there any helper who would help us seeking what reward is with Allah? At this time, arose a wailing from the woman folk. The Imam came to the entrance of the tent and said, O my sister Zainab, bring my little son so that I may bid him goodbye. Imam took him off to kiss him. Harmale shot an arrow, which pierced the neck of the little infant. Imam asked Zainab, hold him. Then he collected the child's blood in both of his palms and threw it up towards the sky, saying, How easy are these afflictions that have befallen me in the presence of the Almighty Allah. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, not a drop of that blood fell back on the ground. According to another account, which appears not reasonable, because the situation was not such wherein the Imam, who was busy in the battle, should call for the child, it is said that at the moment Zainab, sister of Imam, brought the baby to him and said, this child of yours has not had water for the last 3 days. Please call for water for quenching his thirst. Imam alayhi salam took the child in his arms and exclaimed,
Ya Qawm, قد قتلتم شيعي وأهل بيتي وقد بقي غيظا وثنيا يوكل الله عطشا فاسقوه شربة
O people, you killed our companions, friends, and my household, and now only this infant has remained, which is yearning for water. Give him a little water for quenching his thirst. While Imam was uttering these words, the man from the enemy shot an arrow which pierced the infant's neck. The narrator says, Hussein alayhi salam became extremely thirsty. He rode a horse and intended to reach the Euphrates River. This was so when his brother Abbas stood before him. The army of Umar ibn Sa'd blocked their way. The man from Bani Dharam shot an arrow towards Hussein alayhi salam, which hit the Imam below his chin. Imam placed his hands below the wound, and when both his hands got filled with blood, he flung it upwards and exclaimed, "My Lord, I complain to you about what has been and what is being meted out to the son of the daughter of your prophet." Then they separated Abbas from Hussein alayhi salam and encircled him and killed him. May his soul be sanctified. Hussein alayhi salam wept very much over his brother's death. The poet portrays it like this: "The worthiest of all youths is one over whose death his brother weeps. His martyrdom brought Hussein to tears over his brother and the son of his father, Ali Abul Fazl, who became red-faced with the blood. The one who did fellowship with Hussein to such an extent that he was his partner even in his thirst." The narrator says, "Then Hussein alayhi salam challenged the enemy to come to fight. Then whoever came forward to confront him constantly went to hell by Hussein's hand. This continued until he killed many men of the enemy." He said,
"Al-Qatlu awla al-Qurub al-Aar, wal-Aar awla al-Qurub
Martyrdom is better than acceptance of disgrace, and humiliation is better than burning in fire." One of the narrators says, "By Allah, I have never seen a man who, having lost his family members and companions, and bearing the sorrow of all calamities, yet exhibits so much courage and bravery on the battlefield." Consequently, the enemy launches a collective attack on him. He attacks all of them, as a consequence of which they flee from him like a flock of goats flee from a wolf. Sometimes he attacks the dispersed army of 30,000 and humbles them, scattering them like locusts. Then the Imam returns to his place and says, The narrator says, "The Imam fought continuously till the time the enemy came between him and the wooden block. The Imam shouted at them, 'Woe unto you, O followers of the family of Abu Sufyan! If you have nothing like religion, and if you do not fear the hereafter and resurrection, then at least be liberated in this world. And if you imagine that you are Arabs, then return to your race in good behavior.'" Shame yelled, "O son of Fatima, what are you saying?" Hussein alayhi salam said, "I say I am fighting you and you are fighting me, and it is no fault of the women. So until I am alive, these rebels, renegades, and unwise people should not disturb my family." Shame said, "It is your right, O son of Fatima." Then the enemies began to attack, and Imam also continued fighting. In the meanwhile, he sought water but could not get it until he suffered 72 wounds. Then Imam alayhi salam halted for a moment to take rest. When a stone drove by the enemy hit his heart, Imam tucked up his shirt to prevent the flow of blood from his head. When a poison tightened arrow pierced his blessed chest, Imam alayhi salam said,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, and by Allah, and upon the religion of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then he raised his blessed head towards the sky and said, O Allah, you do know these people are killing a man who is the only son of the daughter of your messenger on the surface of the earth. Then he fetched out the arrow from his head and blood gushed through the wound like a drain pipe, depriving the imam of his battle and strength. Every flow from the enemy camp, they approached the wounded imam, turned back, fearing that he would have to meet Allah as a partner in the kingdom. Then a man from Kandah named Malik ibn Anas, may Allah's curse be upon him, came and uttered bad words to the imam and hit the imam's blessed head with a stick, which cut the top of the helmet reaching the stick. The helmet overflowed with the holy blood. The narrator says, Husayn alayhi salam called for a robe and bound his head with it, put a helmet on his head, and fastened his turban over it. After hesitating for a little while, the enemies returned to Imam and encircled him. At that time, Abdullah ibn Hassan ibn Ali, who was a teenager on whose face no hair had till then sprouted, came from the camp of the women and rushed to the side of Imam. Zainab, daughter of Ali alayhi salam, went to him to stop him. Abdullah forcefully refused to turn back and said, By Allah, I will not leave my uncle. Bahr ibn Ka'b, or Harmalat ibn Kahil, advanced towards Imam with a sword in hand. The teenager said, Woe unto you, O the offspring of malicious man! Are you killing my uncle? The teenager shielded Imam from the stroke of a sword whereby his hand was sliced and began to dangle. The teenager cried, O uncle! Husayn alayhi salam took hold of his nephew and drew him to his chest, saying, O the son of my brother, bear patiently what you have suffered and consider it good, because Allah will make you meet your pious forefathers. Harmalat ibn Kahil shot an arrow at Abdullah and martyred him by the side of his uncle. Thereafter, Shimr ibn Zil-Joshan attacked the tents of Husayn alayhi salam, saying, Give me fire so that I may burn down these tents with all the inmates. Husayn alayhi salam said, O son of Zil-Joshan, you are demanding fire to burn my family? May Allah burn you in fire! Then came Shabath, whom Imam admonished. So he returned ashamedly. The narrator says, Husayn alayhi salam said, Give me an old shirt so that I may wear it as an undergarment. They may do not uncover my body. A tight shirt was brought. He said, Not this, because this is a disgraceful dress. Then he took an old shirt, tore it apart, and wore it beneath his dress. But they stripped him after his murder, and that shirt too was looted. Thereafter, Imam alayhi salam called for a red pajama, and made separate parts thereof, and wore it after rendering it useless, after making holes therein, so that they may not rob it from his body. Yet, after his martyrdom, a man called Bahr ibn Ka'b robbed them also, and left Husayn alayhi salam bare-boned. After the day of Ashura, Both hands of Dahr ibn Ka'b became dry like a couple of dry sticks during winter. During summer, his hands used to become swollen with blood and pus oozed therefrom till Allah killed him. When many wounds were inflicted on the holy body of Husayn alayhi salam and his body became like a porcupine, a mean-minded cursed fellow called Salih ibn Wahab, may Allah's curse be upon him, inflicted a forceful hit on the flank of Imam, which made Husayn alayhi salam fall on the right side from his horse, and then he stood on his feet. The narrator said, Zainab alayhi salam came out of the tent and yelled, Oh my brother! Oh my leader! Oh my household! Alas, the sky has fallen down on earth! Alas, mountains have come down to the plains scattered! Shemr cried out to his soldiers, What are you waiting for? Thereafter, they attacked the Imam from every side. Zarath ibn Sharif, curse of Allah be on him, inflicted a wound on the left shoulder of Imam. The Imam also gave him a blow, killing him. Another fellow struck his sword on the back of Imam, which caused Husayn alayhi salam to fall down on earth headlong. After this, he sat up with much difficulty and again fell on the earth and rose up and walked. Sanan ibn Anas, curse of God be on him, inflicted a wound with his spear on the cavity of Imam's pharynx and then pierced his spear in the chest. Thereafter, Sanan shot an arrow which pierced the Imam's leg. He fell again and then sat up and pulled out the arrow from his blessed leg. But thereafter, he caught the lower part of his neck with both of his palms, which were filled with his holy blood. He colored his head and beard with it and said, I am going to my Lord with such a hair dye while my rights have been violated. Umar ibn Sa'd told a man who was on his right, Woe unto you! Come down and relieve Husayn! Khuli ibn Yazid Asbahi went forward to cut off the head of Husayn, but began to tremble. Sanan ibn Anas, may he be cursed by Allah, came down and struck his sword on the holy throat, saying, By Allah, I am cutting your neck despite knowing that you are the son of Allah's prophet and the best offspring from the viewpoint of parents. Then he cut off the holy head. The poet says about this, Which calamity is harder than that of Husayn on the day on which Sanan cut off his blessed head? Abu Tahir Muhammad ibn Husayn Bursi in the book Ma'alim ad-Din quotes Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, After Husayn's martyrdom, angels arrived weeping and said, O Lord, this chosen one of yours is Husayn, the chosen son of your messenger's daughter. In response to these words of the angels, Allah Almighty raised the holy shadow of the Qa'im Ali Muhammad and said, I will take the revenge of Husayn through this hand. The narrator says, After the martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam, a severe storm blew and the sky was covered by red colors making everything invisible. And people feared that the divine wrath had descended. So they paused for hours until the storm passed away. He says, I separated myself by two rows and stood by the side of Husayn. His holiness was on the verge of death. By Allah, I have never seen a blood-covered body more beautiful than his, nor any face brighter than his. The brightness of his face was making me doubtful about his death. In this condition, he asked for water. I heard someone telling him, "By Allah, you will not taste water until you taste the boiling water in hell." Hussein alayhi salam said, "No, rather I will approach my grandfather, the Messenger of Allah, and will take refuge in his abode on the platform of truth near the all-powerful monarch, and will drink pure water and will complain to him about your atrocities." He says, all became very angry as if Allah had not put any kindness in their heart. When Imam alayhi salam was talking with them, they beheaded him. Experiencing extreme wonder at all this stone-heartedness and cruelty, I said, "By Allah, I will never join you in any matter." Then, with a view to rob the holy Imam of his clothing, they came forth. Ishaq ibn Hubayy Hazrami, may the curse of Allah be upon him, pulled up the holy Imam's shirt and wore it himself. Afterwards, he suffered from leprosy and his hair also dropped off. It is mentioned in narrations that there were 110 marks of arrows and spears in it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, there were 33 wounds of spears and 34 of swords on the blessed body of Hussein alayhi salam. Imam's pajama was looted by Bahr ibn Ka'b Timi, curse of Allah be on him. It is mentioned in a narration that he too had become bedridden after both of his legs were paralyzed. Imam's turban was snatched by Akhnas ibn Mursad ibn Al-Qani Hazrami, or Jabir ibn Yazid Odi. He also had become a lunatic thereafter. Imam's shoes were looted by Aswad ibn Khalid for robbing the Imam of his ring. Bajadil ibn Salim Kalbi cut off his finger. The robe of the Imam, which was made of fur, was plundered by Ais ibn Ash'as, the curse of Allah, and his small coat was snatched by Umar ibn Sa'd, rahmatullah. The sword of the Imam was seized by Jumay ibn Khalid Udi. It is also said, a man from Bani Tamim by the name of Asfar ibn Hamzaleh, la'anatullah alayhi, killed him. In the narration of Ibn Sa'd, the sword of Holy Imam was plundered by Falafas Nashali. Muhammad ibn Zakariya adds, that sword later on fell in the hands of the daughter of Habib ibn Badil, and this plundered sword is other than Zulfaghar, because Zulfaghar is one of the relics of Nubuwwah and Imamah, which have been divinely protected. Narrators have testified that they were eyewitness to what we have mentioned. The narrator says, Jariyeh and one slave girl came out from the direction of the holy Imam's tent. A man told her, "O the slave girl of Allah, your master has achieved martyrdom." The girl said, "I rushed towards the respected ladies and the womenfolk while screaming. The chaste and veiled womenfolk stood up, cried and wailed." She said, "The enemies took precedence over one another in looting the tents of Hazrat Muhammad's household and the dear ones of Fatima alayhi salam. They went to such extremes that they pulled off any cover or bedsheet from their shoulders. The Prophet's daughters rushed out screaming and wailing due to their separation from their defenders and dear ones." Humayd ibn Muslim says, there was a woman belonging to Bani Bakr ibn Wa'il, who was with her husband in the army of Umar ibn Sa'd. When she saw how they had attacked and invaded the tents of the ladies that stayed down, she took a sword in her hand and rushed to those tents and cried, "O Ali Bakr ibn Wa'il, Are you plundering the daughters of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam? Command and kingdom belongs only to Allah. Beware, O bloodseekers of the blood of the Messenger of Allah. Her husband caught her and sent her back to her place. The narrator reports, thereafter, they drove out the honorable ladies from their tents bareheaded and barefoot, arrested them, and put their tents on fire. The ladies said, for Allah's sake, take us to the spot of slaughter. When the ladies saw the martyrs, they cried and slapped their faces. He says, by Allah, I can never forget how Zainab, daughter of Ali alayhi salam, wept over Hussein alayhi salam and wailed in an extremely sorrowful voice, O Muhammad, may the Lord of the heavens pour mercy on you. O Hussein, here you are laid bare body with bleeding dismembered organs. Woe unto this calamity. Your daughters are prisoners. I'm conveying my complaints to Allah, and to Muhammad al-Mustafa, and to Ali al-Murtaza, and to Fatima al-Zahra, and to Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada. O Muhammad, here lies Hussein, killed by bastards in this desert where wind covers him with sand. We seek safety from all this grief and sorrow and all these hardships and calamities meted out to you, O Abu Abdullah. It is as if my grandfather, the Messenger of Allah, has left this world only today. O companions of Muhammad, these are the progeny of Mustafa who are being carried like prisoners. O Muhammad, your daughters are captives and your progeny assassinated, on the bodies of whom the desert wind is spreading sand. Here is Hussein, whose head has been cut off from the nape of his neck, devoid of turban or cloak. May my father be sacrificed for the dear one whose army got routed on Monday and his tent was destroyed. May my father be sacrificed for the dear one who did not go on a journey from where there is a hope of returning, nor is he ailing in such a way that it can be cured. May my father be sacrificed for the one for whom my life is also ready to be sacrificed. May my father be sacrificed for the grieved one who has been martyred, the thirsty one who died with dry lips. May my father be sacrificed for the esteemed one from beer his own blood drained. May my father be sacrificed for the honorable one whose grandfather is the Messenger of Allah. May my father be sacrificed for the one who is the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. May my father be sacrificed for the chief of the ladies. May my father be sacrificed for the one for whom the son returned, so that he may offer his prayer. The reporter says, by Allah, Zainab made both friends and foes weep through her sorrowful dirge. Thereafter, Sakina drew the holy body of his father to her left. Some Arabs separated her from her father. The narrator reports, thereafter Umar ibn Sa'd cried out to his army, who volunteers to stampede horses on the body of Hussein? 10 persons responded. Ishaq ibn Hubay, who had robbed Hussein of his shirt. Akhnas ibn Mursad, Hakim ibn Tufail Sabi'i, Umar ibn Sabih Sayyidawi, رجاء ابن منغز، سالم ابن خیسم جعفی، صالح ابن وهب، واهز ابن قانم، هانی ابن شبیت، and اسید ابن مالک. May Allah curse them all. These 10 fellows trampled the holy body of Hussein alayhi salam under the hooves of their horses and crushed it back in front of the holy Imam itself. The narrator says, "These 10 fellows went to Ibn Ziyad, may Allah curse him, and one of them, Usayd ibn Malik, said, 'We crushed the chest and back of Hussein by driving strong and jumping horses on his body.' Ibn Ziyad, la'natullah alayh, asked, 'Who are you?' They replied, 'We are the ones who crushed the back and chest of Hussein with the hooves of our horses.' Ibn Ziyad awarded them with worthless prizes." Abu Omar Zahid says, "We have searched in the matter of these 10 fellows and found that all of them were bastards." Ibn Riyah has narrated, "I saw a blind man who was present in Karbala. He was asked about his blindness. He replied, 'I was present in Karbala on the day of Ashura. I had not used any spear or sword or arrow. After the martyrdom of Imam alayhi salam, I returned home and went to sleep after performing the Isha prayer. I saw in my dream that someone asked me to respond to the call of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, 'What should I do with him?' That person caught my collar and dragged me to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting in wilderness. His sleeves were rolled up to elbows. There was a weapon in his hand. An angel was standing near him with a red-hot sword in hand. He was killing my 9 friends. Every one of them who was hit by that sword caught fire and were in flames. I went near him and sat down on my knees and said, 'Assalamu alaikum, O Prophet of Allah.' He did not reply. There was a long pause. Then he raised his head and there was a long pause of silence. Then he raised his head and said, 'O enemy of Allah, you ended my respect, killed my relatives, and did not honor my rights and did what you did.' I submitted, 'O Messenger of Allah, by Allah, I did not use a sword, a spear, or an arrow.' He said, 'You have told the truth, but you were a soldier of that army. Come nearer to me.' I went nearer. I saw a plate full of blood. He said, 'This is the blood of my son Hussein.' I drew my eyes away from that blood. Then I woke up from my dream, and from that moment on, I cannot see anything." It is reported by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "On the day of resurrection, a dome of radiance will be raised for Fatima alayhi salam, and Hussein alayhi salam will arrive with his head in hand. When Fatima will see him, she will shriek such a loud lament, which will make every proximate angel and prophet weep. Then Allah Almighty will bring Hussein alayhi salam in the most beautiful form. He will fight his enemy without head. Thereafter, Allah will gather for me all those who cooperated and were participants in the shedding of his holy blood. Then I will kill all of them. They will be made alive, and Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam will kill all of them. Then They will be enlivened again to be killed by Hussein alayhi salam, and then the grief will end. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, May Allah have mercy on your Shiites who are by Allah the faithful and who are partners with us in every calamity and grief that engulfs us. It is reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Fatima alayha salam will arrive in the midst of a group of women on the day of judgment. An order will be issued. Enter paradise. She will say, I won't enter till I know what was done to my sons after my death. She will hear, Just look in the midst of the resurrected people. Her eyes fall on Hussein alayhi salam, and she sees that he is standing headless. Fatima alayhi salam gives out a cry. I also cry out for her complaint, and also cry all the angels. According to another narration, Fatima alayhi salam cries, O my son, O fruit of my soul! It is said that at that moment Allah gets angry. He orders a fire named Hatab, a fire that had been fanned for 1,000 years, turning it into flame. Comfort can never be within it, nor grief can go out of it. Then comes a command, taking the killers of Hussein alayhi salam. That fire sucks in all of them as they reach the middle of that fire. A distressing shriek comes out, and the corrupted shrieks also are. The roar of fire and the shrieks of the burning ones fill up the atmosphere. The killers of Hussein alayhi salam will cry out, Why are we being burnt even before the idol worshippers? There comes a reply. Those who know are not like those who do not know. Ibn Battah has recorded these two narrations in the book, Iqab al-A'mal.